Hey everybody, my name is Noah Mason, and I'm a summer intern here at Watermark. I graduated from J.J. Pierce, and like you might already know, I'm going to DBU in the fall. Mustangs. So as a kid, I knew who Christ was and what he did for me, but I never understood how much he loved and cared for me. My parents brought me to church every Sunday, and I loved coming, but I never really felt like it was anything other than funny skits and worship songs. In the sixth grade, I went to the Wake Pine Cove retreat, and it changed my whole perception of God and how much he truly loves me. I can vividly remember sitting around a campfire with the rest of the guys on the trip and hearing the testimonies of leaders and some of the high school students. The love that they had for the Lord was something that I wanted myself, so I decided that I would pursue the Lord with everything I had. After that trip, I finally understood that Jesus had died for me and rose from the grave to forgive all of my sins. Also, I realized that he loved me more than I could ever understand. For those 2 or 3 years after that, my life couldn't have been better. I had a great small group that encouraged me to stay in the Word and carry my cross daily. But the summer before my freshman year, my grandpa passed away. His death wasn't a surprise, but it made my whole world do a 180. My grandpa was the most loving and caring person I'd ever met. He would give up his time to help anyone with anything. He loved people more than I think I ever will. But his love for God is what I strove to imitate. He was an elder at his church and gave many sermons on occasions. My grandpa had his heart set on God, but it didn't seem fair that he would die. I started to wonder how God was good in all of this. If he loves me, then why did he take my grandpa away? My grandpa lived to serve for God, so why did he abandon him? This doubt dragged me down for weeks until the first small group of the semester. I brought it to the guys in my group and completely broke down in front of them. I told them all the doubt and pain I had gone through, and they continued to speak truth into my life. I can't even begin to explain the impact that my leaders and the others in my group had on me. I was able to walk through each day with a new perspective because of the way they helped me. One verse that was an encouragement to me in that time was Philippians 4:7, which says, "In the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." This peace is what I needed in that time of trouble, but it was found through Christ alone. As I continued through my freshman year and the rest of high school, my small group guys continued to pour into me and help me process through my grief. Since my grandpa's death, there's never been a day that I don't miss him, but I know that God is with me and that he will never turn his back on me. One experience that had an impact on me was at a place called Camp Barnabas. Camp Barnabas is a summer camp for kids with special needs, and the camp puts you as a missionary for one specific kid. That particular summer, my camper was named Matthew, and he loved to sing. If anyone was at our meals, you knew who Matthew was, because he sang at every single meal without fail. His joy for the Lord and for singing about him, or whatever it would be, had a huge impact on my life. I wanted to have that joy that Matthew had. This encouraged me to dig deeper into the chapters that I was reading and be more of a light shining in the darkness. One verse that I used in these times of darkness was Matthew 5:16, which says, "In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." I needed to be a light for others who might be going through similar challenges as me. My advice for you is that if you're in a small group, open yourself up to the guys or girls around you. If you're apathetic in your faith, experiencing grief, or spurred on by another's joy, whatever you're experiencing, bring it to your small group and it will benefit you and the others in your group. They love you and they want to see you following God with all of your heart. If you aren't in a small group, I encourage you to join one because it will help you more than you can imagine. From strengthening your walk with Christ to just having people to hang out with, the Lord will use small group to change your life. If you could only take one thing away from my talk, it would be that God is good and he loves you more than anything. Thank you.